KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have a mostly clear, or actually partly cloudy sky, and 33 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A couple of weather-related announcements for you. First of all, this morning, the Corning Community School District has a two-hour late start. Again, that's a two-hour late start in Corning. Also, no professional development today, and school will end at 3:30. The Y Teens trip to Des Moines has been canceled as well for Corning. And Villisca, the Y Teens trip to Des Moines has been postponed. Southwestern Community College in Creston and in Red Oak will start classes today at 9:40 a.m. Again, Southwestern Community College classes start at 9:40 in Creston and Red Oak, and the offices will open at 9 a.m. In the news, there were some surprises, some expected results, and even some delayed results in Tuesday's general election here in the listening area. In Atlantic, a glitch caused a delay in getting the results of the Cass County District 2 Board of Supervisors race down at the auditor's office. When they finally came in at around 10:25 p.m., they indicated Gaylord Schelling had won the election with 170 votes. Don Lappe came in second with 150. The three other candidates each had under 100 votes. In Anita, Tim Miller, a write-in candidate, defeated other write-ins to become mayor, and Jeff Bonsack, along with Thomas Harris, were elected to the city council. In Cumberland, there was a close, very low vote for mayor, with the job going to Nancy Virginia Coughlin, who picked up three votes, to write-in candidate Eric Schreier's two votes. Another write-in, Ed Carter, had just one vote. Sandra Armstrong and Sandy Eversall, a write-in, were elected to the Cumberland City Council. It was a very close race for mayor in the city of Griswold, where write-in candidate Lee Wyman garnered one vote more than Victoria Jones to get the job, 115-114. Elected to the Griswold City Council Tuesday was Lisa Cook, Larry Mundorf, and Ryan Asklund, and a public measure on the ballot calling for the establishment of Capital Improvements Reserve Fund to deal with future flood mitigation efforts passed by a vote of 127-103. In Lewis, incumbent Don Coors won re-election unopposed, while newcomers Bethany Nichols and Ryan Archibald, along with incumbent Dwayne Scott Anderson, were elected to the council. In Marnie, incumbent Randall Baxter was re-elected mayor over two write-in candidates. Incumbent city councilpersons Angela Redler, Dennis Priester, and Lanny Kite were re-elected, along with newcomers Alan Cranston and Randy Henningsen. In Messina, Donald McCutt was elected mayor, with incumbent councilperson Linda Reinecke re-elected. Joining her will be Adam McCutt and Gloria Waters. In Wyota, Ford Liller defeated Catherine Havens in the mayoral race, and incumbent Lamar Spees was booted off the council by the voters. Joining the council instead will be newcomers Eric Johnson and John Schwarty. News time is 7:09.
This is Rick with Lindeman Tractor. If you need equipment for this year's harvest, we've got a pretty good choice of used combines. We've got grain carts, both new and used. We've also got a good line of brand new Westfield augers. Truck augers for loading out. We've also got from 10x61, 10x71s are popular size augers. If you want to move your grain fast, most people run either a 10-inch all the way up to a 13-inch. So if you're needing an auger replaced or time to update one, you'll find them all at Lindeman Tractor.
This is Jenny from Lindeman Tractor. My husband Matt and all the guys in the service and part departments want you to know that when you need us, you got us. We know it's your busy time, when every minute counts to get your crop out. And we understand that a breakdown can be disastrous, especially after hours. Everyone at Lindeman Tractor is ready when you call to help you get your New Holland equipment going again. So have a safe harvest, and when you need help, call your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
Taking a look at other election results from around the area last night. In Adair County, Dennis Weigel was elected as mayor of Adair, while the city council at large seats went to James Snyder, Larry Ludwig, and Craig Wiedemeyer. And Donald Egan and Jim Zimmerlein were elected to fill two council vacancies in Adair. In Bridgewater, Gary Furch was the write-in winner for mayor. Joining the city council are write-ins Christy Berg, Steve Fries, and Leo Marnin. In Fontenelle, R. Scott Homan was elected mayor. Mark Homan, Linda Schaefer, and Patricia Glassell were elected to the city council. In Orient, a write-in, Louise Cruz, defeated his write-in opponent, Cecilia McGinnis, by 10 votes to become mayor. Two other write-ins, Sean Subert and Gary Parman, were elected to the city council in Orient. Down in Adams County, Brian Corpe was elected mayor in Carbon, while Donna Rocco, Dwight Sunderman, Jocelyn King, and Ricardo Avila, along with Kathy Jones, were elected to the council. In Corning, incumbent Mayor Guy Brace was reelected. In Nottoway, Christine Weichman, Becky Pohn, Christine Dunn, Hartford Cooper, and write-in Gary Pohn were elected to the council. In Prescott, Jerry Loggery was elected mayor, while Billy Preston and Greg Wilkinson were elected to the council. Up in Audubon County, three candidates were elected to the Exira City Council, Mike Hugrick, Kevin Petty, and write-in Rob Jessen. Brian Olson, a write-in, was elected the mayor of Gray. And taking a look at some of the results in Pottawatomie County, in Avoca, Jenny Mason defeated write-in candidate Alan Erbleck for mayor. Newcomer Sandy Peterson won the city council seat in Avoca, while incumbent Fred Miller was reelected. In Neola, Mayor Lon Ring will serve another term. Incumbent Joe Monk led a four-person race for three city council seats. In Oakland, Mayor Betsy Munoz retained her office, defeating write-in candidate Joe Weedy. In Carson, Eric Weave is the new mayor, defeating William Heidert. And five candidates were up for two council seats in Carson, with Troy Graves and Callie Kalson the winners. In Macedonia, the city council race featured five candidates for three seats, with Daniel Lodgko, Michelle Eason, and Bradley Swope the winners. And in Minden, Mayor Richard Armstrong won re-election. In other news, Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Kennan yesterday lifted the burn ban in accordance with the state code and the Iowa Fire Marshal's Office. The burn ban for Cass County, which had been in place for a little more than a month or two, had been lifted yesterday, effective at 3 p.m. KJAN News, time is 7:13.
This is Rick with Lindeman Tractor. If you need equipment for this year's harvest, we've got a pretty good choice of used combines. We've got grain carts, both new and used. We've also got a good line of brand new Westfield augers. Truck augers for loading out. We've also got from 10x61, 10x71s are popular size augers. If you want to move your grain fast, most people run either a 10-inch all the way up to a 13-inch. So if you're needing an auger replaced or time to update one, you'll find them all at Lindeman Tractor.
This is Jenny from Lindeman Tractor. My husband Matt and all the guys in the service and part departments want you to know that when you need us, you got us. We know it's your busy time, when every minute counts to get your crop out. And we understand that a breakdown can be disastrous, especially after hours. Everyone at Lindeman Tractor is ready when you call to help you get your New Holland equipment going again. So have a safe harvest, and when you need help, call your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
In the funeral announcements, Howard Schneider, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for Howard Schneider will be today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Helen Johnson Allen, age 94, of Stewart, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Helen Allen will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Joyce Miller, age 59, of Persia, died Saturday. Funeral services for Joyce Miller will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred M. Schwab, age 91, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Monday. Funeral services for Mildred Schwab will be 10 a.m. Thursday at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 64-year-old Kathy Coleman of Manning died Monday. Funeral services for Kathy Coleman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Thomas Tom Earl Schumacher of Avoca died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas Schumacher will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Walter Peterson, Jr., age 86, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Walter Peterson, Jr. will be Thursday at 1:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Al Wernemont, age 57, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Al Wernemont will be Friday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Roger Wright, age 69, of Lewis, died Monday. Funeral services for Roger Wright will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jane Miller, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Jane Miller will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Ralph Chiz Jones, age 94, of Audubon, died in October. A celebration of life services for Chiz Jones will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon High School Auditorium. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dr. John Hennessy, age 93, of Manila, died Tuesday in Denison. Services for Dr. John Hennessy are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Elmer Stenstrom, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Services for Elmer Stenstrom are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.